This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the other Maxie, Brad Maxwell, formerly the North Stars, and he makes a pretty good cabinet these days as well. Brad, thank you for joining us tonight.
No problem, Mike.
I hate to do it under these circumstances, but you lost a pretty good teammate in Tom McCarthy today, someone that you played with, someone that came up, someone that North Star fans recall with mostly fondness, although he had a complicated life. Tell me about Mac. What was he like? Because he didn't just come onto the scene. He burst onto the scene.
Yes, he did. He was actually, you know, people that have been reading about this today and probably saw that he was drafted before Wayne Gretzky, and he was just a phenomenal player. And he came here, he was so young, and I can remember when he came here, and, you know, he got on, got on the line with Broughton and Cicerelli, and, you know, they were one of the best lines in the NHL in the, 80s, 81, 82.
Yeah. What was Broughton like on that line?
Well, he was so quiet. Neil's such a quiet kid and stuff like that, but he's so talented and stuff like that. He just, it all worked just perfectly for, you know, like Tom McCarthy had some of the best hands with a stick. I mean, he could knock down pucks out of the air, and he had that knack, and they're just a very talented hockey player.
When he first came here, did you say this guy is going to be a 15-year, 8-time All-Star? What'd you say?
I don't know. You can just tell sometimes that he's going to be really good. You can't, really go that far, but, I mean, you could tell that Tommy Mac was going to be a really good player.
What was he like as a person at that time? Because he got a lot at a young age.
Oh, my God. He got a lot of stuff. And, he was very young when he came in and stuff like that. But he was just – Tommy never got mad at anybody. He was always jovial, and he always treated everybody. I can remember times at the Met Center there where they had the staff and stuff, the kids that looked after the Zamboni and all that kind of stuff. He was best friends with them. He just treated them like they were just they were his buddies.
Now, he was living down in Mexico, and as near as we know, it was a heart condition that took him at age 61, huh?
Yes. He had an aortic aneurysm, and he was down in Mexico, and he was trying to open up a restaurant. He was about a week from opening up this restaurant. He'd been working on... He's always been in the food business. You had Max Fish and Chips, and his family owned that. And then, so he's always kind of been in the food part of it and stuff. So he was trying to open that up down there and didn't quite get there.
Has he been down in Mexico for a while?
I'm not sure how long he's been there. I mean, I was surprised that he was even there. I mean,
yeah, with Tommy Mac, you never know where he's going to pop up. Let's be honest, Maxie.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, he could be in one place and. I can remember sometimes we were going and he'd show up 5 minutes before the plane was going to leave. And it's just, he was a prize, but he was a hell of a nice guy.
Did he drive Louis nuts?
Oh God. Why do you think Louis doesn't have any hair?
It was Tommy Mac, huh?
I think it was. It was like, well, probably more than Tommy Mack, but it was like he was one of the instigators.
Now, at that point in time, I mean, obviously we didn't have social media, but things were pretty well covered. We also didn't have a cable package where all 82 games were on the air. It was it was rare that you'd catch the North Stars on the air during the regular season. It was just a different time. Do you think that the players and he and you were better served at that time because it wasn't as invasive? You didn't have to worry about somebody pulling out their phone and a camera and all those things that go with it today?
Yeah, I think it is. And, the less media that was there, I mean, we didn't have a lot. And, cell phones weren't involved and that kind of stuff. But, I'm sure that, like anything, that if it had been back in there, we would have just had to be a different way. Just like the Wild players now, they behave themselves. They watch what they do, and they take care of themselves.
Now Tom McCarthy had some issues later after the North Stars in his hockey career. He did 5 years in prison for, in essence, drug trafficking, driving marijuana from California to Minnesota, and he got caught. What was that period of time like for you guys as friends? Were you shocked? Were you in touch with? What was that like when you saw him go through that?
Yeah, we were all just shocked, like you said, and we talked about, you don't know where Tom's going.
Yeah.
And, the thing, like Louis said, I heard him say earlier or something like that, Tom did a lot of things that he probably thought were okay, but he probably shouldn't have done, he lived in, he learned his lessons.
Yeah. But just pure talent, he had it, huh?
Oh, my God. He was just, Max, he was, he had so much talent. I mean, to watch Broughton and Ciccarelli and him play, it was just, they were so good, and they were, for me as a defenseman, it was easy. I just had to move the puck out of my zone and give it to them, and they were gone.
Just make the pass, make sure they're on sides and go, huh?
That's it.
Yeah. It was a more wide open style then, too, wasn't it? It was a little bit more like the East is today, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, if you look at, I watch the Wild, and I watch the NHL quite a bit and stuff like that, and I see games where defensemen have so much more room. They go back in the end zone, pick up the puck, and they're skating around the net, and they're coming out, and they're making the play at the blue line, where back in our day, it was a little tighter. I mean, it was like you were getting run in the boards when you're going back to pick up the puck, and some of the rinks were smaller than others, and some were bigger, and it just depended on where you played. I mean, you played in Boston, you played in Chicago or Detroit. Those rinks were awful tiny, and, you put all those bodies on the ice, there's not a lot of room.
What was Hartsburg like to play with?
Archie was great. He was such a talented person, and he was a leader. I mean, he just was a leader by choice, and everybody followed him all the time.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a couple hockey-related questions based on what the Wild are doing this year. When you look at Kirill Kaprizov, and obviously he's captured the imagination of this fan base for sure, but as a hockey player, what do you see?
He's incredible. I mean, it's like anything else. If you watch all the great players in sports, if you watch Gale Sayers and you watch Wayne Gretzky and you watch, all the great baseball players and hockey players that played the game and stuff, it's like they could see the play before it happened. I mean, they were like above, they were like a little ghost that was riding around 10 feet above, and Gretzky could always see, 2 minutes before the play was going to happen, that it would happen, he'd be in the right spot.
And Kaprizov has that same feel?
He does. I mean, he senses it. He's in the right spot. He moves so well, and he does everything good. I mean, the stick handling and the shooting and stuff. I mean, he has a phenomenal shot, and as everybody knows, but he's just come into his own, and he's just somebody that people are going to watch forever.
God bless Willie Platt and Basil McRae, but we don't see the fisticuffs like it seemed like we used to see on an every night basis. Is that good for hockey? How do you approach that?
I think it's good for hockey. I think the NHL are trying to steer away from that. And I think that I can remember back in our day at the Met Center when a fight broke out, you had 18,000 people standing up cheering.
Yeah.
But I think it's changed a little bit now. I think the fan base is people that are going to games now, they're wearing suits. They're not wearing North Star jerseys and, old blue jeans. And it's a kind of a different type of atmosphere.
Do you have one fight that you remember, somebody you tangled with that stands out?
God, I've got, go on YouTube, there's a whole bunch of them, but it's like, and not that I always wanted to be noted for a fighter, but it's, I had one time with Stan Jonathan from Boston. He was, he was a tough little kid. I mean, his head was like a brick wall, and him and I had a really good tangle. And we had one. The other one I probably remember was with Tiger Williams at Met Center.
And what precipitated this? Was it something that happened between you, or did they go after one of your high-end scores? What happened?
Well, the one with Tiger Williams in Minnesota, there was kind of a bench opening brawl, and somehow he just felt the need that he had to hunt me down. And then, so I don't know what happened, but I think I did pretty well. And I know after the game was over, we both got kicked out. And so at Met Center, you go up in the elevator, you go to the press box, and I get in the elevator, and all of a sudden the door opens, and all of a sudden Tiger walks in, and he goes, oh, that's a really good fight, kid. He says, I've never been cut before. And you look at his face, and he looked like he'd been in a slaughter. So I just
So after you fought him, you ended up in the same elevator having a conversation with him?
Yeah, going up to the press box at Met Center.
And you're just talking casually about the fact that you just were pummeling each other?
Yeah, that was it. You know, and it was like, it was over. And, you know, the game was over, and it was all done.
Those are some different times, Maxie.
Yes, they are. And it's, you know, but I would just like to, Max, if I can, is like, I'd like to see if, you know, Minnesota fans, North Star fans would reach out. There's a Facebook page now with a GoFundMe thing to help Tom's family.
Yeah.
And if they would reach out there, because his family's not rich and Tom didn't have a lot. So if some of those fans that really enjoyed watching Tommy play, we'll reach out and help out a little bit. That'd be great.
And how many? How big is his family?
His family is his father's gone. His brother Bill is, and they all still live in Minnesota. His mother and his sister all live in Minnesota.
Really, they stayed here.
They stayed here. So
wow. Well, Brad, appreciate it very much. Hopefully, we can talk during the playoffs at some point in time and break down a Wild Series if you would.
That would be great. You can call me anytime you want.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.